Good afternoon. At 12 noon, temperature 45 degrees, Rusty.
That's right around the high for the day. Mostly cloudy skies, breezy, maybe a few showers as well.
It is windy. Most of Wisconsin's public online schools have received grades of incomplete, and the rest aren't doing so well as a group. The state's educational report cards included ratings for 8 of the 28 virtual schools in the Badger State. Of the 8, just 4 met or exceeded performance expectations outlined in the state's new accountability standards. The 8 schools had just over 4,700 students in the past school year. The other 20 virtual schools served about 1,700 students combined. State officials didn't grade those other 20 because they were small, were less than 3 years old, or didn't have students who took the state's achievement exam.
State and local authorities continue to investigate the death of a 13-year-old girl at a snowmobile safety class in Osceola in northwest Wisconsin. Authorities said the teen veered off a slow-speed maneuvering course and crashed into a loading dock. Volunteers from a snowmobile club were teaching the course on Saturday. About half of the 42 students completed the maneuvers before the mishap occurred. She was taken to 3 hospitals before she died at Gillette Children's Hospital in Minnesota's Twin Cities. Officials said the girl completed a safety check before her ride and was wearing a helmet when she crashed. Her name was not immediately released.
A Waldo man was hospitalized after crashing his car early yesterday morning, then fleeing the scene on foot. Sheriff's Department said 34-year-old Benjamin Richardson was westbound on Highway 28 southwest of Sheboygan Falls about 3 o'clock yesterday morning. His car left the road, hitting 2 trees and a utility pole. Richardson then fled the scene but was located at his home about 10:30 last night. He was then taken by ambulance to St. Nicholas Hospital for treatment of non-life-threatening injuries he suffered in that crash. He was also issued several citations.
The driver of a car that slammed into a tree in the city of Sheboygan early yesterday morning was airlifted to a hospital in Milwaukee, but is expected to survive. Sheboygan police said they cannot release the man's name or age, but his car left South 9th Street near Union Avenue shortly after 3 o'clock yesterday morning and slammed head-on into a tree. A Sheboygan ambulance was dispatched, and according to the fire department EMTs, the impact pushed the dash of the car into the passenger compartment, pinning the driver's legs. It took about 20 minutes to free him, and he was taken to the hospital and then airlifted to Milwaukee.
2 new economic reports may be signs of a slowing economy. We get more from Rich Johnson in Washington.
A big drop from September to October in the number of people signing contracts to buy homes. The National Association of Realtors says the pending home sales index fell by more than 5.5% to its lowest level in 9 months. Also, the output of the nation's factories rose by just 0.1% in September, compared to a half-point rise in August. The biggest drop came in computers and electronic goods. Manufacturing accounts for about 12% of the U.S. economy.
Investigators spent the weekend rustling through garbage at a landfill looking for any trace of a Milwaukee woman missing for 2.5 weeks. Colin Bennett has more.
Milwaukee police have scoured a landfill in Menominee Falls over the weekend looking for anything that could lead them to Kelly Dwyer. For the second day, nothing has come up. It's now been more than 2 weeks since Dwyer went missing. She was last seen entering a luxury apartment on Milwaukee's east side on October 12th. People in the community are still organizing public search parties for anything leading to her return, and the Milwaukee police aren't giving up either. Detectives will be back out to the landfill again today.
The Obamacare website has a new look about it this morning after suffering another major setback over the weekend. We get the latest on that and the continuing troubles from Mike Makowicz at the White House.
Those able to access the Obamacare website will no longer see the smiling face of the young woman who has greeted visitors in the first few weeks of the site. Instead, they'll now see 4 large icons that should allow visitors to get information about applying by phone or in person, in addition to trying online. The site is back up after being down over the weekend. The company that hosts the website lost connectivity.
The same deer may have made a mess at both a hotel meeting room and a residence in Eau Claire yesterday. A driver called the Clarion Hotel on Highway 37 to say that a deer broke one of its windows. Hotel officials said a 4 or 5 point buck probably spent up to 20 minutes in an unoccupied meeting room, leaving blood and a broken mirror behind. Nobody was hurt in the incident. A short time later, Jeanette Lane was eating and watching TV when she heard a loud noise in her duplex near UW-Eau Claire Outdoor Athletic Complex. Sure enough, a deer broke through a window, sped near her, checked out a couple of her rooms, and ran off. Lane tells the Eau Claire Leader-Telegram the deer flew at her at full speed. DNR Warden Scott Theed said he believed the same animal broke into both places.
It'd be a little scary seeing the deer coming straight at you.
Well, even in your house, I think that even scare you better.
Especially in your house. Hey, brisk northeasterly winds actually keeping temperatures on the chilly side today. But they were just what the doctor ordered for kite boarders. There were about a half a dozen of them riding the waves of Lake Michigan off of Sheboygan South Pier this morning. If you were in that area, maybe you saw them or at least saw the kites up in the air. Temperatures were in the 40s, winds of 15 miles an hour, gusting up to 25 miles an hour and higher, created high waves. Wind chills were in the 30s, didn't bother them. Wetsuit-clad boarders spent the morning riding the whitecaps and enjoying those winds. And it was chilly out there, though.
Yeah, absolutely.
Waiting for them to come in, but they never did.
Well, if you enjoy what you do, and you'll do it in whatever weather you want.
They were busy out there. We got a picture up on our website, so... How about that forecast?
Well, the breezy winds continuing today, mostly cloudy, maybe a little shower or two, highs near 44, but we do warm back up into and near the 50s by the middle of the week.
All right. Currently, we are at 45 degrees as we get back to Rush Limbaugh on WHBL. Our news time is at 12:06.